Now in the mountains along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, the United States is refocusing its hunt for Osama bin Laden. The U.S. commander in Afghanistan is Lieutenant General David Barno.
For all of the terrorist organizations, it's very clear in my mind as I look to the future that the sands in their hourglass is running out.
The general spoke this week amid signs that the U.S. is planning a spring offensive against bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda network. Reporter Miranda Kennedy says the U.S. is getting new cooperation from Pakistan.
U.S. officials have long complained that Al-Qaeda and Taliban suspects who launch attacks in Afghanistan are able to retreat through the mountains into Pakistan, where they are protected by tribespeople sympathetic to their cause. But in recent weeks, the Pakistani military has adopted a new strategy in these semi-autonomous tribal areas along the border. Major General Shaukat Sultan Khan is the Pakistani Army spokesman.
They are forced time and again by the government to hand over any kind of suspected people in their areas, at the same time getting promises from them that they are not going to harbor or give shelter to any illegal person in their area, as per the tribal law, that anyone who breaks any kind of agreement, his house would be demolished. And old tribal tradition of collective responsibility that even if a single person of any tribe, he violates the law, the whole tribe would be liable for penalty.
Pakistani officials say that the very fact that they have ventured into these tribal areas is unprecedented. South Waziristan, along the border, has never been ruled by any government. Ethnic ties to Afghan Taliban fighters are stronger than any concept of Pakistani nationalism. For the first time in history, the army is working to get tribal people to comply with Pakistan's anti-terrorism laws. Retired General Jamshed Ayaz Khan is president of the Institute of Regional Studies in Islamabad.
Now, sometimes the friends from America, they say that Pakistan may not be doing enough. Looking for few people in an area as rugged as the tribal area of Pakistan and the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan is like looking for a needle in a haystack. You have to have the top intelligence. So I tell my American friends, the critical part is with you, that you inform the Pakistan Army at the right time.
U.S. officials say heightened cooperation by Pakistan gives them the greatest chance yet of capturing what the military calls high-value targets like bin Laden. The U.S. now holds monthly meetings with Pakistani security leadership. Pakistani officials emphasize that they have 70,000 troops stationed on the border. Pakistan's army has staged several operations against Al-Qaeda fugitives in the border areas. They have handed over more than 500 Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters to U.S. forces. But Pakistan refuses to entertain suggestions of a U.S.-led spring offensive being launched from Pakistani soil.
I don't think we need anybody's help. We know the territory much better.
Khurshid Mahmood Kasori is the Pakistani foreign minister.
Pakistan Army can look after itself, can protect its territory, and there is very close coordination and cooperation between the CIA and ISI. We have launched very successful operations in the past. Only Pakistan Army will operate in Pakistani territory.
A high-profile U.S.-Pakistan military operation could be disastrous for Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf, who has already earned the wrath of Pakistan's extremist Islamist parties for his cooperation with the U.S.-led war on terror. President Musharraf narrowly survived two assassination attempts late last year, which he's blamed on Al-Qaeda. But some analysts think that Pakistan would have to allow U.S. Special Operation Forces into Pakistani territory if they had intelligence on the really big fish. But the outcome would be uncertain, says Rifat Hussain, head of the Department of Defense and Strategic Studies at Qaid-e-Azam University.
The spring offensive or your pursuit of Osama bin Laden has to be seen against the potential risks of a failure. You launch an operation and you go there and you don't find him, you know, so you end up with a lot of egg on your face. So you want to be certain that he's out there. And frankly, you don't have the tactical intelligence. You may have a vague intelligence about his whereabouts, but you're talking about a huge area. These are not caves that you can bomb. There are people who live there.
Over the past year, the conflict in Afghanistan has taken a back seat to the war in Iraq. Now that appears to be changing. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Islamabad.